Blog Talk Radio.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk. Talk about people wherever you go. Just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much.
Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. And this evening, we're having open topic. So that means if anybody out there has anything they want to get off their chest, as far as children, your boyfriend, your husband, or, you know, just some little gossip going on, this is the place to do it. You want to vent, do it here tonight at Delicious Talk. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Rhea. Good evening, Rhea, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic, darling. Just fantastic. You know, as I was saying, this is an open topic, and we haven't... Is this our first open topic or what?
Well, this year.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, then, you know, welcome everybody back. Y'all, thanks for stopping in. You know, and if you, like I had mentioned, have something you want to talk about, you just call in and we'll talk about it here for the hour. Rhea, it's something that I want to start off talking about. Have you, I'm quite sure you've seen on Facebook and I don't know where else, on TMZ and also kind of stuff, where this guy, I think it's B. Howard, is supposed to be Michael Jackson's love child. Have you seen that? But, you know,
yeah, I was told about it yesterday.
But doesn't that boy look like him and act like him and talk like him?
I didn't look at the videos or anything like that.
And
it's just interesting. Why come out with that now?
Well, you know, I'm thinking the same thing, but, you know, it may have been a thing where he just wanted, I mean, you know, because they're saying Mickey Howard is supposed to be his mother. And they also had suggested that it could be the father's child. But whosever child is, he looks and he acts and he talks just like Michael Jackson. So I don't know, you know, whose child it is, but he's a Jackson as far as I'm concerned. If he was on more, they would say, you are the father. You know, and a lot of people are saying, you know, why did he come out now, you know, this and that. But, you know, we don't know the circumstances. Even if that is his son, we can't, you know, say why he's doing it or, you know, what his motive is behind it. But he did say in a video that he wasn't, you know, looking for anything because he has his own money. You know, he said whatever the blood test, the DNA says whatever, but, you know, he wasn't the one who is coming out. And then they also said that how he's trying to promote his music and, you know, just all these different excuses.
That's the basis for it. The whole
yeah, all
thing
these.
Just that one question has to be answered. Okay, if he's in music, then that's why he's doing it, because that's going to give him an automatic certain type of notoriety. I guess I can understand why he's doing it now. But I guess Mickey, more or less than anything else, is like, why now? You know, that question did pop across my mind when I first heard about it.
Yeah, because, just to do that to promote music, that's kind of extreme. And then the fact of the matter, you know, if he's been making music, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just...
Well, see, this is the thing, Gail, that connection... It's going to bring about enough curiosity that is going to quadruple his listening base. Now they may not stay. You know, he has to retain them, but the curiosity alone is going to get people to listen to him. It gives him automatic notoriety. You know, it won't keep him famous. It'll make him infamous for the 10 seconds. If he's not good, do you see what I'm saying? But it'll bring enough people out to be curious about him, to listen to him, and it can, and which is, if, especially if he's good, is going to garner him more listeners.
Right. Well, from what I saw, the video that he has, he sounds like Michael Jackson. And he moves like Michael Jackson, so I don't know, you know, but he definitely, he looks enough like him to, you know, if, but they said they took the DNA and it, 99 point some, whatever, but, you know, like it,
but
it could be a...
But the highest number ever get 99.9.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say, it was 99 point something, but, you know, then if it's not, then that's a cruel joke that, you know, somebody... took the time out to create, you know, because that don't make sense, you know, to get ratings or whatever. You know, Michael Jackson's dead. He's not here to defend himself, not to say even if he was here, he would admit it or, you know, whatever. But, you know, they're trying to say that Mickey Howe, they she used to be called Billy back in the day, and that song Billie Jean, He's Not My Son, and, you know, all this old stuff is supposed to be related to that. And then, you know, I got to thinking, that could be true, then maybe it's not. But, you know, we would never know. We would never know the truth, because they could have just said they did a DNA test, because we weren't there to see that. You know, but it was on the news. I saw it on the news, too, you know, that they had taken a DNA test, and they had read the results, and that guy, Corey Feldman, who was a friend of Michael Jackson, was sitting at the table, and I think he read them as well. But you know, that's just mind-boggling to me, for that boy to look so much like him. You know, because we already know that those other two, Paris and Prince, are definitely not his kids by a long shot. He didn't even donate his sperm for them, but, you know, the thing of it is, this guy looks so much like him, you know, if he wasn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they're talking about Janet Jackson is unhappy in her marriage to her billionaire husband. And that just goes to show that money don't make everybody happy.
It doesn't.
You know, let me bring Jade in. I see her on the line. Good evening, Jade. How are you? Me and Rhea are here talking about. Yeah, we were here talking about, first we talked about the boy B. Howard, you know, who's claiming to be Michael Jackson's son. Now we're talking about Janet Jackson, who's unhappy in her marriage to her billionaire husband. And they're talking about the prenup in order and all this so crazy stuff. But, you know, and then I also said it, it just goes to show that money, you know, just because you have money doesn't necessarily make you happy neither.
Mm-mm. But I find a way to be happy for billionaire husband. No.
Yeah, them billions ain't doing nothing for her, but, you know, they're saying that she's miserable. But then again, the tabloids and all those things, they just, sometimes they just make up stories and, you know, just for the people who, you know, read them and, you know, stuff like that. Because we really don't know even if that's true, but that was said. Then they said that Tina Turner had a stroke. Then they said she was, nothing was wrong with her. You know, all these different things you'd be hearing about in the tabloids and this and that. The only way you're going to know that it's true is if you actually hear from these people's mouths that they're talking about. Because they will put a story in about any and everybody, just like they had stories in about Oprah was sick and Oprah this, Oprah that. Oprah is over there happier than a sissy in Boys Town.
Mm-hmm.
her and her boyfriend
girlfriend. What stands out to me in regard when I heard the thing about Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived long enough to learn to know certain things. And one thing I know, when you you adjust your almost entire existence for somebody else, you're not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
There's almost no way you can be happy because you lose. You're not who you are.
Absolutely.
You're not who you were. You're not being you. And they're saying that part of her unhappiness is she wants to perform.
Oh,
she wants
okay.
to get back on the stage. She wants and see this. She gave up everything, not just. I mean, let's just face it. Janet Jackson has been a sex kitten, so to speak.
Right.
Very sexual. Not just sexual.
Right.
Sexual. Since Pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And she's given up everything that she is to be with this man.
Mm.
I can see her not being happy. I can see
her.
I can definitely see that. And just, I mean, you know, there was times when it's like, okay, Janet, can you put on some more clothes?
Mm-hmm.
And now covered up from head to toe. The only thing you can see is her eyes.
Because
she lives under their doctrine and things such as that. And sometimes when the one thing about her, she's lived more of a quiet existence than the
right.
rest of them. And
right.
so, and she's kept like her business to herself, and she's been even secretive or tried to be when it came to certain things. So that would fit along with that. But outside of that, what is she doing? Because in a lot of cases, they don't embrace quote unquote outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And being who she is, people will automatically think that along with her comes all the paparazzi. And we know they've been there because we've seen shots of her and things like that. And here comes the media, and here comes this, that, and the other. And sometimes that's intrusive to their existence and their lifestyle, and they don't like it. So she very well could be unhappy, but hell, she was unhappy here too, because she was almost expected to carry a whole family on her back, especially some of them lazy, trifling-ass brothers she got.
You know,
it's like, really? You know, she's worked for hers. Why do she have to, you know? I remember when, who was it, Jermaine, in child support trouble, and she won't come to his rescue. Hell, I wouldn't either.
Mm-hmm.
I really wouldn't.
I mean, you can't blame her because those are his kids, and he's responsible for them. And if she bailed him out that time, that's all he'd be looking for, to bail him out every time he got behind his child support. I don't blame him. I wouldn't help nobody. I wouldn't, if my husband had kids and he got behind in his child support, oh, well, I wouldn't pay near dime of it because, number one, those are his and his ex-wife or whatever's kids, and I had nothing to do with it. I'm not trying to take care of somebody else's kids.
Well, I would hope if he was putting forth the effort, but they have lived an opulent lifestyle when they couldn't afford to live such. Hell, Michael did too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where at some point reality has to set in and you can't keep doing this. The ones you don't hear about are Jackie and Tito. You don't hear about Marlon. But every time you turned around, you was hearing about those two, Jermaine and Randy.
Which one is the crybaby?
It's like, come on now. And then one of them, and I can't think of, I don't want to say it wrong, but one of them was in trouble because I know that Randy has children by Jermaine's ex-wife too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but one of them went out and bought a brand new Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, I'm like, but y'all having problem paying whatever. I'm like, you know what? Y'all need to go sit down. You need to just go sit down. If that's all they got to talk about y'all about, they don't need to talk about y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And it brings up the question regarding that. I know he was one of the three T's, the Tito's son that is supposed to be helping taking care of those kids.
Right.
It's like at some point, money can't just count for everything. Money just can't. Don't get me wrong. If I came into it today or tomorrow, I'll have a ball with it. And
oh,
I bet
you
I would be missing.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, that's what I think one of Whitney's problems was.
Whitney Houston?
Miserable with who
mm-hmm.
she was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she ended up in the situation that she ended up in. To use the drugs for as long as she did. And I've never been a drug addict. And
mm-hmm.
so I probably am talking out the side of my face because I don't know what I'm talking about. But
mm-hmm.
I've been around too many people or know of too many people who did actually kick the habit
mm-hmm.
and they removed themselves from the things that brought that temptation to them.
Right, the people, places, and things.
Exactly. And she never did any of that. And as
mm-hmm.
long as you're still dealing with that same this, that, and the other, just like this young man got out of jail, and we were talking, and I told him point blank, you don't need to come back here. You need to go somewhere all the way new so you don't get a chance to hook back up with the people you were dealing with before.
Right.
You know, it's like you have to change that part of it. But you know what I really want to talk about is that crazy-ass broad that's suing her parents. Trying to make them pay
for college money,
girl. That judge—they would arrest me because she
was.
But
wait a minute, what lawyer is taking on that case?
Her best friend's father. The money that he's paying, the money for that case, he could be paying
mm-hmm.
for her college. Let him pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer. There's no such thing as playing grown. either you're grown or you're not. And you don't get to act grown and then all of a sudden revert back when it's convenient for you. No, baby, once you step over that threshold, guess what? Ain't no turn the clock back, because I can't turn the clock back.
Yep. Wow, that is...
Girl, please. And then they played the tape of how she was talking to them and this, that, and the other. I thought, yeah, she would have had a well with butt.
That is terrible, because I saw that. You know, how you going to sue your parents for college funds? Because, number one, if they don't have the money to send you to college, what's up with that? You know, and then if they did, even if they did have the money to send you to college, it don't necessarily mean that they have to send you.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, but some people are just crazy for no reason.
No, somebody said something to me once. They said that you have to keep, you have to pay. If you introduce somebody to a lifestyle, you are responsible for keeping them in that lifestyle. I told them, I say, bull. So they, in other words, they're saying the reason we got on that subject, they were talking about the gym shoes and the massive amount of money, I feel, that so many people spend on these gym shoes, and some of them only wear them two or three times because they always got to have a new pair. And I was sitting there, and we were talking about that, and they were saying how, okay, it was a mother. The father buys the child these gym shoes. The mother don't buy them at all. When an argument ensued, when this little girl was probably about 13 years old, the father wouldn't buy her these shoes. And it was me and the mother having a conversation. The mother broke down and bought her those shoes. She said, well, this is what she's used to. This is what we've been doing all this time. I said, you said that's what he's been doing, make your mind up. I said, because I remember when she used to fuss about him buying her. I've known the girl since she was two. She used to fuss about him buying her all these gym shoes because gym shoes was his thing. And so when he would buy himself a pair, he would buy her a pair. That is his only child, and this, that, and the other. So he got mad at her for something, and so he wouldn't get her these shoes. Now, they weren't a need. They were a want. So the mother turned around and got them, and we got on that whole subject of if you raise them a certain way, you have to keep them in the lifestyle. You have to – it's your responsibility to keep them in the lifestyle to which you raised them in. I said, no, it's not. It's that parent's responsibility to provide them with food, shelter, and clothing. Those are the basics. I said, all that other stuff is cushion to me. I said, and see, you want to know why I never did it? Because I ain't never bought a designer, a name. No, I didn't. I bought one pair of gym shoes. And he didn't even wear those damn gym shoes, and they cost me $150. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Outside of that, I never bought, but see, he was a basketball player. And I thought I was getting him some good basketball shoes. And he picked them. And I ended up seeing those shoes on his father's feet, and I almost had a fit. And I said, okay, we won't be doing this no more. And I went back to my same old rule. Well, my rule was $30. I had to raise it up to $50. But that's all you're getting from me. Anything else, you eat it your own self.
I never bought my kids designer things either, because I really don't think, I don't see the point in them.
Well,
to wear somebody's name.
If they're carrying your name, then I will support that brand because I'm supporting you. But for you to just wear something that carries somebody else's name, and you can find something out here at quality-wise that's just as well, and in some cases better, you crazy. Like Bill Cosby said, you have some of these people out here going for scholarship money, and they walk in, and the outfit alone they have on is more money than some people make in a month. But you going, you asking somebody to give you some money for school. You going for a scholarship. Who pays $140, $150, $160, $180 for jeans? We were talking. I was listening to my son's friend talk at my granddaughter's birthday party, and she had a party at this mall out in one the suburban one of these places out of one of the suburban malls, and one of the guys left the party and went and got his jeans.
Mm-hmm.
He paid $240 for those jeans.
Mm.
I just looked at him, and all I could think to myself, for what? For what? And they were a certain name, and he said it, and then he put out his little coach belt, and I said to myself, this boy just dropped over $300 for a belt and a pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And I'm sitting there looking at this 20, because she was turning 3. 26-year-old. No, he's younger than Travis. Travis is 26. So this 25-year-old young man who just did that, and I just looked at him. It took everything in me not to ask him, when last time you seen your son?
Because
that's enough for a plane ticket to go see your baby.
Because
I understand his son is back down south with the mother. When last time you seen your son?
Wow.
And as the conversation progressed, he has seen his son one time that entire year. I made a statement when he was leaving, and I said, Danny, you got your priorities mixed up. What you talking
Jade?
About, Ms. Beck? I said, think about it. You have your priorities mixed up.
And that sounds like it to me.
I'm like, I get it.
Jay, what did you have?
Go ahead.
No, I was asking Jay, did she have anything that she wanted to talk about?
Girl, I don't know. Y'all just talking about some juicy stuff, so I'm just sitting back and listening. Yes.
No, that's right. Yeah, but it's like it's just so much things going on out here till it's not funny, you know. It's just so many things that, you know, we could talk about. I know you've been seeing on Facebook where they have, it was a girl, I think this little girl must have been about, she couldn't have been no more than 6 or 7, I give it that much. She may have been a little Hispanic little girl. She had on these little teeny pink shorts. Girl, she was twerking like anybody in their 20s. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And that was just, and everybody was saying she need to have her butt beat. She didn't know, not her. Her parents, they are the ones that need their butt beat. They need to be busting
and the person filming
to the white meat. Huh?
And the person filming it.
Yep. All of them need to be busting the head to the white meat and locked up, and that girl needs to be in foster care somewhere. Cause, I mean, she was getting it. And I'm just saying, I put on a thing, that's a pedophile's dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whoever was filming it could have been a pedophile or whatever, you know. Yep. Because these parents, they just don't know. They think that stuff is cute, you know, and they filming it and all this and that because they had 2 little babies. And now these babies was in Pampers twerking. They had one of the babies, that's, you know, how they get on the wall and you know, how they had their feet up on the wall. They had a baby like that, and they thought that was so cute. That is not cute.
Mm-hmm.
If you could twerk, he could sit on the pot. He ain't need on no Pampers. He should have had on underwear.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, that's just like that baby with the nails. That was two,
oh,
looked
yeah.
like two, no more than 2 years old.
Did you see that, Aria?
No.
They had a baby in the nail salon putting nails on her little, and she was sucking a pacifier, so you know she was just a baby, putting nails on this baby.
Lord,
And her nails is real long. You know how your nails is real long when they first put it on? Mm-hmm. Yeah, them that long, and they was and it was one that was cut, so that it, they looked like they was getting ready to cut them and do what they was getting ready to do. But I mean, that's too much for a child. It's too much stress on her nail, on her little nails, because her little nails is not strong like ours is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, the chemicals, and you know. I can't even just go through half of the things that is wrong with that in addition to her age. But then on top of that, sometimes we go through a little pain when we're trying to be pretty. So let's keep
mm-hmm.
it real. I've gone in those nail salons before when I used to put, you know, I don't have fake nails anymore, but when I used to put them on, sometimes they would use the machine a little too hard. That's kind of.
Yeah.
Blends it in with your the tip in with your nail before they put the acrylic on or whatever, and or they're filing it a little hard. It's like, oh, wait a second,
mm-hmm.
you know. But once you start putting tips on your nails, her nails are so fragile. So can
mm-hmm.
you imagine? Because the thing about it is now you need the layers of the nails to heal because.
Exactly.
Every time they take that nail off, they'll put a new one on because it's gotten old or whatever, and they got to do whatever to remove that. You have layers that's being removed off of your nail consistently, and you're sitting up there like, yeah, these are my real nails. No, the hell they're
mm-hmm.
not.
Yep.
Your nails is damaged and just flawed, just messed up from you putting on this acrylic, and that's what really is holding your nail up in place. Because sometimes our nails are split and everything, but they do what they can to fix it and mold it into a whole entire nail with that acrylic and that tip that they need to put on there. And so I said, this poor child, they don't realize that they're damaging her nail, and it hasn't even begun to develop.
Yeah. These parents and these kids, girl, some of them, they just make me so mad. Ooh, Todd, I wish I could take a pair of pliers and pull their uterus out.
It is truthfully a lot of women who do not need to have any children. I mean,
yep.
It really is. And the sad thing is that there are so many women who can't have kids who
yep,
would take care of their
kids.
Children.
Right, yep.
And would take care of them so much better than what these women are doing. And it is so sad. You know,
yep.
it's sad.
It is just
there was a video out a while ago where a woman, I don't know if y'all saw it, and this was on Facebook, and the woman had ran up to her kid's father's car. He was taking clothes out or doing something because they had gotten into a fight or argument or whatever. And the girl took a laptop, and she had the cord in her hand with the laptop just dangling on the other side, swinging. And she swung it and just busted a hole in the back of his truck window. And left the kids. She took the kids out of her car because I guess she was like, y'all going with your father. It was raining outside and left one of the kids in a stroller and the other kids just standing out on the sidewalk while the father and I guess it was his sister or somebody was standing there trying to figure out what they were going to do with the truck or whatever now that there's a big hole in it, and the kids are standing out there in the rain. And my thing is, you the father, she's acting like an ass. Can you get your kids and put them in your car? Your car is not soaking wet because there's a hole in the back of the truck. You have a truck that has two or three rows of seats. Put them in the, you know what I'm saying? Like put them in the front part of the seat in the back. You know what I'm saying? Or the middle section or whatever. You don't have to put them in the very back because that's
mm-hmm.
where the hatchback it is or whatever you call it. So why have you still got your kids just standing in the rain? Can somebody be smart, change? I hate that.
They don't be thinking about the kids.
There was a lady that had her daughter look like the girl was under 5 years old, and she took her gun and shot it off in the window at her boyfriend, banging on the door, and he wasn't going to answer the door because she was acting crazy, and then she shot the gun off, and somebody was recording it. And the baby started crying, and I'm sitting up there like, did this chick just shoot his window out? But the baby, the baby's standing right next to her, you know. So, and I'm thinking people don't realize the dangers of guns, you know. What if it backfired or anything happened, you know? So, yeah, people do some crazy stuff, and my thing is they doing it over a man, they doing it over some, you know,
just
manhood or
no
whatever,
reason.
You know, stupid stuff, you know, and then just start acting crazy, because like the girl with the kids with throwing a thing in the window and all that stuff, I said, sister's just standing there. I've been like, you got my nephews and nieces out here, that would have been a fight. And you acting stupid, but people just do some crazy things, and they subject these kids too much. And that is why these kids are acting crazy and running amok today, doing stupid stuff. Like, what is that thing called? They hit and run. They punch you and run. It's a name for it. I can't remember the name for it.
I know what you're talking about. The
knockout game. There it is.
Yeah, the knockout game.
I'm like, who
That's
the
why
hell?
One of them got killed.
And I'm sitting there thinking, I would be so scared. Like, back in the day, you wouldn't even cuss in front of an adult. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just certain things that you just did not do. And so now these kids...
You wouldn't
kids
talk back to an adult neighbor.
No. More or less cuss. That's what I'm saying. Like, it just was that respect, you know, and hell, you'd be scared just for an adult to say, I'm going to tell your mother or tell your... And you be thinking, oh, Lord, I'm going to get a butt with me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's it's crazy today, because now it's like I just don't care. Every man for himself. Let's do what we do, and the heck if they adults, you know. And it's just, yeah. The world has just gotten scarier and scarier as time is progressing, and it's just it's crazy.
Yes, it is. And it's definitely crazy. But
I had heard about it many a times, but I finally saw it firsthand. This woman goes out of her way to, like, now she dressed to the nines, but her kids do have, on like, designer this, designer that. There's no food in that house. And they didn't have any light. As cold as it is. And I'm sitting there like, what the hell? But you got to go get her. You got to go get. This is how I end up learning about it. She has a baby that's like, I want to say that baby's 3 months old. She had to go get that baby some, whatever the latest shoe is. Why? Child don't even walk.
That's
really
stupid.
Really? And that's how it all came out. And one of the little boys finally told it. And he said, well, we have to eat food here because we ain't got no food at home. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay. So me and my daughter had went and we had gotten them some grocery. And we were taking it over there. And that's how, like I said, that's how we saw the situation that they were living in. But then I'm looking at when she opened her door, the light from the hallway went in the apartment, and you got all these shoes lined up the hallway. And I'm sitting here like, but you ain't got no food in your house. You ain't got no light in your house. If the landlord, if the heat was not part of the building already, there probably wouldn't be no heat here neither.
That's living with the Joneses thing, and I hate that. Let me tell you, I'm the kind of person like this. I like to have nice things in my house. You know what I'm saying? I like to make sure that my house looking apart because I'm like, I live here, and this is where I'm going to be, so why not be comfortable in it? I don't need to have my car being the biggest name brand car, up to date, all, you know what I'm saying? And I see people that will sit up there and change cars like you change drawers. They just changing and buying it like a year or two later, then they get another car. Oh, I need that car. I want that car. I got to have that car. And then you see, like, I have a family member that collects cars, and I'm sitting there thinking, it's only two of y'all, husband and wife. How many cars do you need? A car for every day of the week? Because you just like to floss and let everybody see what you, like, how you're built when you're not built like that, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm built like this, and I got it like that. No, you don't. Why do you have to do that? So my thing is, you know, I take time to, like, just get, like, little cute little things for my house to make my house look presentable for me the way I like it. But I'm not going to sit up there and try to impress everybody else. As long as I feel good in my environment where I'm staying at, I'm good. As long as I got a car that gets me from A to B, I'm good. I don't need all of these expensive clothes. I know my sister, who's a fashionista, she just loves all, she keeps up with all the name brands like that y'all are talking about, and she tells me about them, and she's like, you don't know what that name, that is, and I said, if it ain't fit in my pocket, and I can't, I don't have the money for it, ain't no need for me to even sit up there and know the name of it.
I know that's right.
So, you know, because sometimes I'm like, you said what? What is that? And she's like, girl, that's a new name brand. You don't know what that is. And I'm like, look at that. Like, no.
Yeah, a lot of things
it,
I don't know
ain't
either.
Ain't no need for me to know what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not paying $500 for no belt. I'm not, you know, some of the things that I hear, and she'll take my son out. She took my son out one day, one of my boys, and he comes back with these two pair of glasses, and I'm looking at him. They're sunglasses. They're not prescription glasses. She done paid $300 and some for these glasses. And so when my son is like, nah, I want to get this, you better talk to Aunt Marisa, because you ain't getting it from me. Because if she built like that and she can do that kind of stuff, then you need to go talk to her. It ain't happening here. You know, I can't see myself paying $200-$300 one pair of glasses unless it got prescription and it's going to help me see better.
I know that's
other than
right.
that, y'all can keep it at the store. So, yeah, I feel y'all with that. I really do, because people really try to, you know, I see these boys out here with all these different tennis shoes and crazy stuff and just – And they wear these clothes, and my son will call it out and say, he got this on, and look at the belt, and he's got, and I'm like looking like, so what is it? And my son was able to tell me that there was one boy that was wearing $500. He said, Mom, he's got at least $500 on him right now, with his pants, with this. He was just counting it up. And I'm sitting there like, that is crazy, because you can do so much with that $500. I can think of so much money I can do with that. And I remember, and I know your listeners might be like, hey, Jay, you cheat. But I remember my sister actually calling out, thought she was telling me, and this is a fashionista sister, because I have a few sisters, but this is the one I'm talking about. And she said, you know, if you get $500, we can get you a nice, I'm going to get you a nice outfit. And I said, wait a second. You said you do what with $500? How many outfits you going to get me? No, I'm running the whole wardrobe for $500. It still has some change left. So, yeah, me and her, we don't think of, like, so, you know, we're like night and day. But, you know, she likes to be cute. She likes her high heels and all that, and what is it called, Juicy Couture or whatever, she likes all of that stuff, and I'm like,
it's,
that's
like the latest thing is this makeup. Everything got to be MAC. I'm not paying no $30 or $40 for no tube and no damn lip gloss.
I
get my lip gloss from Bed Bath.
I will invest in my foundation, because she did take, this is Fashionista sister here, she did take me to perform, and I did think I was a makeup habit, y'all. I ain't going to lie. So I said, if I invest in my skin, I will invest in my foundation and stuff. So, but like you, Rhea, I'm not going to pay that kind of money for no lipstick. I have a girlfriend at my job who sells A-Ball. I'm like, with the eye makeup and the lipstick and stuff, let me see what y'all got going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mary Kay.
I know a girl who wears all this designer stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this bra won't buy her damn self a good bra. You get
mm-mm.
it?
Mm-mm. You can't do that.
Side.
Especially
yeah,
if
I mean,
girls are big,
she
girls
wears
are
like
nice
a 40, 42H.
Ooh,
you
wow.
ain't got no choice but to buy a good bra. But you have got
yeah.
all these expensive ass clothes, and then you put on a bra with your damn breast sitting on your stomach. Really? Really? I'm like. And then
wow.
she, when we would try to tell her, she would look at me. I'm like, did you look in the damn mirror? And
mm-hmm.
my other girlfriend would look at me and say, Rhea, you go over there and sit down. I'm like, no, I'm leaving. Because this, and did you look in the mirror? Do you see what I see? What you talking
tell
about?
Like my mom used to say,
and
they obviously don't have no mirror.
This is a $300 top. Baby,
mm-hmm.
you could invest in a $60 bra.
Right.
I just
and
don't
some
get
people
it.
Don't want to spend that kind of money on a bra. It's like you got to invest for your chest. And the only reason I say that is because my girls ain't huge, but they are a nice size that I need to have a nice size, a nice bra. And I feel like if you don't, I feel like you're going to droop even more. Because gravity is going to really hit you because you just sitting up there letting them flop around. Get you
exactly.
a nice bra. Help them sit
exactly.
up. You know, they need your support. And they need something that's going to support them.
Exactly. And then maybe your back may not hurt as much.
Yeah.
Or maybe your shoulders may not be beat up as much. But I'm just sitting here looking at her and I'm like, and I asked her one day, I said, where's your chest at? And she said, huh? Women don't have chests. Women have breasts. I said, we still have a chest. Where's your chest at? And she said, I guess you're talking about here. I said, isn't your breast supposed to be right under there? And then she got mad at me, and I told her, I said, how many ways do I have to say this to you? Why am I looking at your bra and seeing that your breast is so heavy that the, you know, the strings of your bra is down where your cleavage should be at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, your breast should not be sitting on your damn stomach when you have a bra on.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, you could take $50 or $60 and get you two or three good bras, you know, $50, $60 each, because you're going to have to pay some money for them because you are huge.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and you may not only, you may be, but if you can spend $300 on a damn top, guess what? You can get you some good bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd rather spend $25 on the top and $60 or $70 on a good bra if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. It's like some of the things that you need. That's why we have, that's why there is a society out here of people coming up that feel like they're entitled to certain things. I sit up and listen to these people talking about public aid, and they need to give me my damn check and this, that, and the other. And I'm looking at this girl, and I'm saying to myself, she ain't worked a day in her fucking life. But you're going to sit back and talk about your check, your check. People out here working jobs and paying taxes are the ones who's paying that money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you don't see anything wrong with that. You know, I just disturbs me how some people think that they supposed to automatically get certain things. things for to come this way or that way.
Like they're entitled
to it. The women, then the government got the nerve to be calling my damn Social Security that you've been taking from me since I was 16 years old, really 12 years old, but they won't count the first 4 years because I was under 16. You going to tell me that's an entitlement? You're damn right it is.
Mm.
I paid into it. I don't get that. That boggles my mind.
Well, that's the government for you, honey. They are just the most, the crookedest, and
they just have all that
power. They got too much power and really don't know how to use it. They're not using it correctly, because if they were, we wouldn't have no homeless people. Nobody would be hungry. You know, this world would be so much better if they used their power in the right way. But they choose to use it.
That's because they don't. If they had to live off of the things that their constituents had to live off of, we would get better people to serve the public in the way that the public should be served.
That is true, but that would never happen, you know. That's why they should let some of these slum lords that renting these apartments to these people, charging them an arm and a leg, let them live in them apartments for a week and see how they feel with no heat, no hot water, broken stoves, and all that crazy kind of stuff. Let them live in them places for a week. When they think they should send them to jail, put them in them apartments and let them serve them times living in those apartments that they got people living in and paying sky-high rent to.
Exactly.
And some of them people, the congressmen and things like that, let them get $25 worth of, let them live off of $25 worth of food stamps a month and see how they like that.
Exactly.
You know, let them live in them rundown tenements and see how they like that. You know, that's what needs to happen. But I don't know. It's crazy. It is just crazy, and you know, it's getting to a point where, you know, it's not going to be going on for too much longer, because it's getting so bad until it's pitiful. You know, children are killing their parents. The parents are killing the children. There's no respect for the elderly. You know, men sleeping with men, women sleeping with women, all these things that are happening now, it's a sign going on. And people, if you don't wake up, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it.
We're
going to take a little teeny break, and we'll be right back.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Yes, Aretha Franklin, my girl, the queen of soul. Baby, baby, baby. All right, we're back with Open Topic. We don't have that much longer to be on the air. If anybody wants to call in real quick and got something to say, you got a few minutes to do that. But if not, we're going to get right back into discussing whatever about whatever, because this is Open Topic. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. And I have my co-host Rhea and my guest co-host Jade on the line, and we're just here chopping it up, you know, talking about this and talking about that. So let's see, what do I want to talk about really quick here, because it's just been so many. Oh, I was on Facebook. Now, this is going to be kind of gross because I was just pulling it up. This man was, let me see if I can pull it up again real quick here. Okay. This man was arrested for refusing to stop having sex with pit bull in his backyard. Mm. And he looks crazier than crazy.
Mm.
That's something else. Why are these people going around having sex with animals? That's not the first time, you know, a guy has done that, because it's been a while back.
I'm
like every other week he was
reading somebody to have sex with, and they just can't, and you know, they're not approachable, or they don't know how to approach people to have like an intimate relationship with or something, and so they turn to these poor defenseless animals.
Wow, well, honey, this guy, I know nobody want to get with him, so maybe that was his reason. But I'm just saying, it's a sin and it's a shame. You know, animals aren't even safe.
Mm-mm.
You know,
no, poor thing. I posted a picture earlier this week of a German shepherd that was put down after this guy beat him. This guy was 26 years old, and he beat the dog and beat the dog, and then he raped the dog.
I heard, I think that, wasn't it on Facebook?
Uh-huh.
Or in the news or something?
On
yeah.
My wall.
Right, right.
I saw
that.
I'm sitting here like, are you serious?
He probably beat that dog because the dog was trying to be hesitant to him.
I just, it's like,
it's
wow.
Sad. It's inexcusable, but damn.
Really? Okay. I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like going to hell in a handbasket. But you know the funniest thing I saw on Facebook?
With some gasoline drawers on.
I know that's right. I saw that one of those, I call them placards, that said our weather is bipolar.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
And I was like, and manic all in one, because one minute is doing one thing and the next minute is doing another. But I just oh, Lord, when I think about what they're doing to some of these animals, it's like, really?
Yeah.
We don't.
It's thick. I don't care if I was the last person on earth with an animal and needed sex, I wouldn't do it. I can't imagine. Oh, that's just, it's just so, I don't know. But anyway, we've come to the end of the hour of Open Topic, and I really did have a good time. So, Rhea, you want to let everybody know what you do, and then we'll get with you, Jade.
Well, I am Rhea Alexis Banks, and I am a reviewer and the founder and chair of Chi-Town Reading Circle here in Chicago. And basically what I do centers around and involves books on all levels.
Well, all right. Okay, can you tell us real quick the last good book that you read and the rating that you gave it?
I just finished Midnight by Beverly Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
And I could only give it a 5, but I gave it a 20.
Well, all right.
And,
okay,
I mean, the history alone in that book and our history made me want to go back and read up on some things that I know they presented in school that I just didn't get and didn't remember. Mm-hmm. But through her book, I can remember them now. I understand where the Minutemen came from now. I understand where certain things came from. My guy looks at the History Channel, and that's one of his pastimes. He looks, he likes looking at the History Channel. And he told me, I thought the Masons were black. I didn't know that the Masons was a white group that allowed black people in. I grew up, I always thought the Masons, you know, the Masonic orders was
black. Right, I know. Right,
and
well, I always knew that to me last week.
Her book talked about how it came about. That book was excellent.
Wow, and it's the title again?
Midnight.
Oh, okay. I may have to check that out. All right, Jade, you want to let everybody know what
good. I'm going to try to convince them to read that one.
Oh, okay. Thank you, darling. Jade, you want to let everybody know where you what you do?
Yeah, but real quick, I do want to commend Rhea because, girl, I could not do what you do. As a reviewer, you got to read books that even you don't like so that you can review it. And I just, if it's not a page turner for me, I'd be like, you know what, I'm done. I can't do it. So
me
I
too, to that's why.
I have to convince you. I have to commend you for that, sister.
You're
taking it for some of us that can't.
that's the truth, and I'm not going to lie. I can't read a book if it doesn't hold my attention, so that's why I'm not a book reviewer. But if a book holds my attention, I will read it and give it a review, regardless of if it's a 1 through a 5. But, you know, holding my attention is what gets me to reading a book from the beginning. But when you are a book reviewer, you have to read a book. I don't care how boring it is or whatever. You have to be a good book reviewer, will read any book and give it a review. That's what you call a good book reviewer. And I'm proud of Rhea as well for doing that.
Absolutely. People can find me at Erotic Talk Radio on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and on Saturday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on Erotic Talk Radio. We have a segment called the G-Spot Love Zone. So, you can get some sensual slow jam music, and we also have a moment where we have poetry night. So you can check us out when we do that as well. And you can go on Facebook and go to Erotic Talk Radio, and that way you can get our links and some of our juicy but respectful conversation as well.
Okay, and you can find me right here every first Friday of the month of Open Topic, and after that I do my segment Bringing Sexy Back every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. And every Sunday you have got to stop by Gail's Blues Joint because I play the blues and sassy music over there, and the last Friday of the month is when I do my musical show. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and a couple of other social networks, so if you want to know anything else about me, you can Google Gail Delicious Johnson. I thank everybody for stopping by, whether you listen through your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, or whatever. You know, I do appreciate you stopping by because you could have been anywhere doing anything, but you was right here with me, your girl Delicious, and my co-host Rhea, and my guest co-host Jade with Open Topic. With that being said, everybody have a beautiful weekend. Be careful, and don't forget to stop by Gail's Blues Joint. That's Sunday at 7 p.m. over there on Delicious Talk Radio. Everybody have a beautiful weekend. Good night. Love you guys. Good night, Rhea. Good night, Dave. Thank you.
Good night,
y'all. Good night, you
both. Thank
you. My Nana got the best radio show on the internet.